Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, your 12-minute success coach. And today I want to talk about the power of 12-minute increments. You've heard me talk about it before. I'm actually getting trademarked for that. It's really amazing. But I want to break it down and bring this home a little bit more. Big goals become achievable in small increments. We get overwhelmed when we focus on the entire mountain instead of the next few steps. When we break goals into small increments, it creates progress without paralysis. My mother had a massive stroke when she was 62 years old, and it wiped out the whole right side of her brain. It was the size of a grapefruit, and we didn't know if she'd ever be able to do anything again. It was a right brain stroke. She was completely paralyzed on her left side. And she did make progress, and she lived 11 years, and we had a lot of laughs, a lot of tears, and, you know, it's devastating when you lose your mother, but we did have a lot of fun off and on throughout those years. And when she was in the hospital, we had to start keeping track on my one sister's a teacher, now a principal of the year, by the way. And she had a spiral notebook in the car, so she ran out and got that. And we had to start tracking when Mom got her pain meds, because she was no longer in intensive care and in a regular room. I don't know if this was a hospital rule or if the nurses just made it up. I don't really know. But Mom had to push the button, or somebody did on her behalf, and ask for pain meds. And she could have a shot of, I guess it was morphine, I don't know, every 4 hours. And her stroke and brain bleed was so big that it literally pushed her brain off center with the swelling. And so with that swelling, she had an incredible headache. And so the pain medicine was for the headache until the brain started healing and she wasn't in pain anymore. So we had to track when she had her last pain medication so we could call and they'd bring it in. And the nurse would come in and say, ma'am, did you want pain medicine? And, you know, her speech originally was a little bit slurred. She got to where she could talk really well. But she was like, yes, anything. My head is killing me. And so we start tracking it. And once that headache went down substantially, and we could really start interacting with her more, and she was on less pain meds, she was sad and depressed of all the things she couldn't do. And she kept telling me, I didn't have a stroke, and I didn't know what to do with this information. So I trapped one of the nurses in the hall, and I was like, I don't know what to do. She keeps saying she didn't have a stroke. And she goes, then tell her to get up and go home. And I was like, what? And she goes, well, if she didn't have a stroke, then she can get up and get dressed and go home. And I was like, okay. So Mom started in, well, I didn't have a stroke. And she has, again, slurred speech there originally. And I said, Mom, if you didn't have a stroke, then get up, get dressed, and go home. And she goes, I can't. And I said, why not? She goes, I guess I had a stroke. But it took us a while to get there that she had a stroke. And then she was like, oh my gosh, I had a stroke. Now what? And she initially could not swallow. And so finally she could swallow, and she loved Dr. Pepper. And so we started tracking in that notebook everything she could do today that she couldn't do yesterday. And it started with a Dr. Pepper. And then she was able to eat like oatmeal or something, like soft foods. And we just kept adding to that every single day what she could do. And then she would get discouraged and I'd say, Mom, let's go through the list of all the things you can do today that you couldn't do the day you had the stroke. And every day for the longest time, she could do a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. So it wasn't a matter of her getting up and walking initially, but she did. Eventually, she started walking. So if we can focus on the outcome, oops, something just fell off my desk. If we can focus on the outcome, but little increments to get to the outcome, like have a sip of Dr. Pepper and you can swallow it without choking, perfect. We create progress without paralysis. We didn't say, Mom, get up and eat a whole meal. It was take one sip. So what's that one little thing that you can do? Consistency beats intensity every time. A little progress every day is way more powerful than occasional bursts of motivation. I've had clients prove it again and again, as well as for myself. 12 focused minutes repeated consistently can change your business, your health, your relationships, your confidence over time. A little bit all the time. I spoke recently, maybe on the last episode, about quitting smoking. And in one of the smoking cessations programs that I was trying, said, if you can't walk because you're out of breath, you're overweight, you've smoked forever, you can't get a breath, walk for 1 minute and then come back. Walk for 2 minutes and then come back and keep adding a minute. And then they recommended you put one small pebble or rock in each pocket. So now you're walking with weights and keep adding to it a little bit at a time. And pretty soon you can do it. I saw an amazing video of an overweight gentleman who couldn't even walk because he was overweight. And he started doing a little bit every day. And now he can walk because he just built up a little muscle, a little muscle, a little stamina, a little stamina. What do you want to learn to do? What is it that would make the biggest difference in your life if you could achieve it? One thing I loved about being in Toastmasters, which is to help with speaking, is you often started out with a 1 minute speech. And then a 2 minute, and then a 5 minute, and they kept adding on. You didn't start out with a 15 minute talk. It was little increments that were like well thought out. I have been baking in the kitchen with my mom since I definitely remember first grade. I was baking in the kitchen with my mom. I don't know if it was before that or not, but first grade, absolutely for sure. I know exactly where we lived. Our address was 10328. And I remember baking a cake and it was in a 9x13 pan. It was a yellow cake and it was a mix. And I said, oh, look, the cake's dead. And my mom said, no, it isn't. Leave it in there. And I was like, no, it's done. She goes, no, it's not. Leave it in there. And we argued and argued. And every few minutes I'd say, it's done. I'm pulling it out. And she'd say, it's not done. Leave it in there. And so finally, she just really got tired of me being a pest. And she said, fine, pull it out. And I pulled it out. And in a few minutes, the whole center of that cake collapsed because it was raw. And it was my mom and dad and then four of us kids. And so we pretty much kill a cake in an evening after dinner. And so we just had to eat all around the perimeter of the cake. I wasn't very good initially. I had to practice. I had to get better. I now bake cakes. I bake cookies. I decorate cookies, and some of them are spectacular, and some are just kind of half-ass okay. It just depends. But I didn't start out very good. It took practice. Michelle Abraham, who produces my podcast, her company Amplify You produces this podcast, and she gives talks on podcasting, and she says, if you listen to your first few episodes and they're really good, you waited too long to start a podcast. Why? Because you get better. You get better with practice. You get better over time. And when you take that big goal that you really want to achieve and you break it down into smaller increments, that consistency builds and builds. And that momentum creates belief. Every completed increment builds confidence. When people take one small action, they begin proving to themselves that they can follow through. And that's so important for our brains. Jennifer is the kind of gal that does what she says she's going to do. She finishes what she starts. It's a very big thing that you follow through with what you say. And that momentum often leads to bigger action naturally. You might start with just walking to the mailbox and back. My mailbox is not very far. It is not very far from my front door. I go days at a time without checking the mail just because I'm lazy. But I don't want to do it. But if I want to walk further, I can walk around the block. I can walk around the block. And then I can add another time and another time. If I want to show up more consistently on social media, I can spend 12 minutes and create a graphic, a social media post, a quote, and I can go back and I can do it again and again and again and again. Build that momentum. Do it incrementally. Those increments add up. The biggest problem most people have is they never start because it looks too big and too hard. But I promise you, if you start little and just do one little thing, you're going to do more and you're going to do better. I had a gentleman that was not a client. We were actually colleagues in a mastermind group together, and he wanted to write a book. And I said, well, let's talk about it. Let me help you break that book down. And he goes, okay. He goes, so I just sit at my computer every day for 12 minutes and stare at the screen, even if I don't have anything to say. No, that's not how this works. I said, do you know what you want to write about? He goes, well, this, that, the other. I said, all right. Your first 12 minutes is to make a whole list of all the things you possibly would want to write about and write them down. Spend 12 minutes brainstorming that and then walk away. Or if you have 12 more minutes, then I want you to close your eyes for 30 seconds. Think of nothing. Open your eyes, and the first three things that jump off the page, circle them. Why? Because that's where your subconscious wanted to go. Great, now you have three possible topics. Next step, come back to it, and list all the stories you could tell about one of those topics. Next 12 minutes, same thing. Next 12 minutes, same thing. Then you can start to see a pattern. Are all three of those topics something that could be in one book, or are those three books? Again, if you didn't know it, I'm a best-selling author. I think at least six of my books that I've written 100% on my own have been bestsellers on Amazon. And then I've been in compilation books, I think four, that have been international bestsellers. And I like a short book because I want to get to the point. I want to get to the point and I want to tell you what to do to make it better. Boom. End of story. You want to write a long book? Great. Write a long one. I like short ones because I like to read short ones that have something actionable to do. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. It doesn't have to be huge. You want to get your story out in a blog? Great. Write a blog. Spend 12 minutes. It doesn't take that long. You can start breaking things down into small increments and make huge, powerful choices in your life. I'm Jennifer Takagi, your 12-Minute Success Coach, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. You can click the link at the end of every episode, and it says Your Success Call, and you can book a call with me. And let me help you start breaking your big goals into 12-minute increments. It's a free call. Book it. Let's do this thing. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.